Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Is fear holding you back from living a truly amazing life? And perhaps you don't even recognize it's fear half the time. Well, today, I want to talk about some ways you can move through fear so that you can improve the quality of your life. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then. Now, the reason I decided to talk about fear is because I've been progressing quite a lot of things in the last 2-3 months, and fear has come up so many times. And you know what? From my studies, from learning all of this, and obviously talking about self-esteem, confidence, and coaching many clients on this, I'm aware that fear is something that never goes away. Yeah, it doesn't stop it coming up and being challenging for me, because we're all human at the end of the day, and fear is always going to come up. Now, the advantage I've had considering where I am now to perhaps a few years back, when perhaps I would let it stop me, is that I realized that anything great I've got has always come on the other side of fear. Now, this is thrown about in the personal growth world so much. Maybe you've heard this before, but when you're in the moment of fear, of being scared of something, and never judge yourself for what you're fearful of, right? Our brain doesn't know the difference between, you know, a real life, like tiger attack, to what someone thinks about you when you talk in front of a group of people, or even if it's a small group of people. Fear can create the same feelings in both circumstances. Obviously, with the tiger attack, you have this whole kind of running scenario that your brain will get you into. Yeah, fear is created in so many ways in this day and age. Now, for me, I'm going through really pushing myself through a couple of really personal things that have been challenges for me. And I've recognized that I've had one or two blocks recently. And it's always an ongoing process, personal development and working your self-confidence and self-esteem. Now, the thing is, I've got enough belief that I can go through it. And, you know, I love myself enough to give myself a chance. And even when fear shows up, I will push through it. And I want you to do the same as well. Because I've had things that I've overcome, and I've done it in the past. We're all different. What fear is for you, it may be different for me. And I may be fearful of some things that you're very confident in. And I may be confident in things you're fearful of, right? We're all different. Or maybe there's some crossovers, right? Now, I remember a point where I was scared of public speaking. I even say my name in a meeting. And I pushed myself. I did various things. We could go into strategies. And I became a lot more confident publicly speaking. Now, if you were to put me in front of 10,000 people, I'd be petrified. Absolutely, 100% live in front. Obviously, I've talked to probably that many people on my podcast. But if you put me in front of an audience of people, that'd be terrifying. That'd be terrifying. Now, I remember being terrified also of things like dating, approaching the girl in the bar or things like that. And those are things I worked on, even though they've been scary even more recently. And socializing was another one. Going on video was another one. These are things that I've pushed through. Now, some of those I've said I'm more confident than others. Now, making a video, I'm very confident in, because I do it time and time again. Now, I wanted to really share this today because I want to tell you that there is no person who has zero fears. My mentor, Joseph McClendon, said it amazingly. He said, there are no fearless people, but there are people who fear less. And they fear less because they do something about it. And I'm not talking about if you're scared of heights, going for a skydive. You know, let's be logical and work our way through it. I'm talking about the fact that to become stronger, to become more confident, there's things you're going to have to do that are uncomfortable. And you hear that so many times in the personal growth world. Yeah, so little people actually do it. And I wanted to share perspective to perhaps get you more in action today. The more you grow, the more life will be a challenge. When you realize fear will never go away. It's always something you're going to have to deal with. Then that's when you can start embracing it. You start dancing with it. When I was at a Tony Robbins event at UPW, I saw him dancing around. He did a demonstration when he's dancing around with the cameraman who was fear. He said, you can't fight it. You got to dance around with it. You got to play with it. Treat it, because it's your brain trying to keep you safe and it's not recognizing what a true fear is. Ask yourself, how is it helping you being stuck in fear for so long and letting it control you and thinking there's nothing you can do about it? Because there is something you can do about it, and it's ruining your life and it's potentially ruining other people's lives. And I was there as well. I was letting it ruin my life, socializing opportunities, going for sporting opportunities I wanted, held myself back for so many years. So let's go through some practical steps to move through fear. The first one, ask yourself, what is your outcome? You've got to be really clear. I always ask this, what is it you want? Okay, we're not talking, we're ignoring the fears, we're ignoring the negative feelings, we're ignoring what you don't want. We're talking about, what do you want? What is your outcome? And I like to divide it into five areas: my physical health, my emotional health, my spiritual health, meaning what I contribute and grow with and what brings me alive, my relationships in multiple ways, and my wealth / business / career area of my life, right? What is it you want in those areas if you're struggling to kind of narrow it down? So first of all, know what you want. The second point is, ask yourself, what are the fears that are holding you back? And be very, very honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Be very truthful about what are the fears actually coming up? Is it the fear of failure, the fear of rejection? What is it that's coming up? The next one, what's the pleasure you could get on the other side? What is going to be the pleasure? And I suggest getting this and writing it down. If you're not able to write now, do it later. But again, don't just listen to this and be inspired. You've actually got to do something to make movement in your life. What's the pleasure if you overcome the fear? Because then that starts giving you a driver. Now, we've done the first three. So what is your outcome you're trying to do? What's the fear in the way? And what's the pleasure? So you've got some kind of thing, really feel into it. What would be life like? What would life like be? Let me say that again. What would life be like if you really pushed through the fear, right? Like I just did then, right? I messed up in what I was saying. I do that sometimes on the podcast. And people filter all this because they got so much fear of judgment. I want to do things like that and occasionally slip up on my words. And that wasn't deliberate, of course. Of course not. Of course it wasn't. See, I'm doing it again without even realizing it. I've had a long day. People are so fearful of judgment. How do you do that? You go out and do things where you may be judged on, and then you keep doing it again and again and again. And that can really, really help. Now, obviously, going through these steps as well is going to help. So we talked about what's the outcome, what's the fear, and what's the pleasure if you overcome it. Now, most cases are going to be kind of transparent. And what I've noticed, when someone's got a pleasure, they're like, oh, I'd love to go on a date with that person, or I'd love to earn that amount of money, or I'd love to get that job promotion. Yes, the fear is usually too strong, right? Fear of rejection, fear of failure, all those kind of things will come in. And often those feelings are stronger than the pleasure. So therefore, if the pain's more painful, it's not going to drive us forward unless the pleasure is something really, really we want and the pain's less, then we won't move forward. And then the fourth thing, now this is where it really comes into play. This is absolutely key, is you're going to add another kind of pain, but this is going to be pain that's going to drive you towards where you want to go. You may have heard of the carrot or the stick analogy. So either we're chasing after the carrot, which is the pleasure, or we're running away from the stick, which is pain. And most human beings, from multiple people in the field I've listened to and heard about, and from actually watching people in day-to-day life and my own behavior, most people are more driven by the pain, to get away from pain, right? So if that's the case, that makes sense why we don't go after what we want if there's a fear attached to it. So then what do? We create a different stick. We create a more painful stick, something that's going to move us forward and it's going to really, really fire us up. And what's that? It's the fear of regret, the fear of not changing. And I want to be as open as possible. I'm making this podcast as much as I am for you, for me as well right now, because I'm talking to myself through some challenges I've really got to push myself through. And it's always good to remind myself whilst I can share this with other people as well. Ask yourself, what is the pain of not changing? I've been doing this for very recently, right? It's moved me into action. Imagine if you let the fear of rejection, the failure, all those kind of things hold you back. What's life going to be like? And as someone who works in sales, I see this a lot as well. What's life going to be like? Because people they want something, and then the fear of money gets in the way. And the biggest regret I've ever had is not investing into things I wanted because I was fearful of, oh, it might not work out and I've used some money. Well, guess what? I wasted the money anyway. And that's what most people do. So ask yourself, what's going to be the pain of not taking action? 1 year time, going to be same spot. Maybe 2 years, 3 years, same spot. What about 5 years time? 5 years time, like, what age could you be? Where would you be? Imagine if you let the fear of rejection, the fear of failure get on top of you and you just don't do anything. You just keep doing the same habits. Maybe you listen to some personal growth podcasts like this one, and I'm glad you are. You're filling your head with good information. Yeah, that's all you do. Or maybe you read books and that's all you do, because you don't take action because you're scared to move forward. Even take the smallest steps. And that's a good tip, by the way, take the smallest steps. You're still in the same spot in 5 years. What about 10 years? The fear, you let the fear just run your life. What about 20 years? What about 30 years? What if it's that long, over 30 years for you? Where are you going to be? What does life look like if you let fear run your life, rather than going towards what you want and working through those fears? How does that feel, that kind of pain? The reason I'm creating this kind of pain in you, and I'm doing it for myself as well, is because that fear should be greater than the fear of temporary rejection, of failure. Because for me, the fear of regret is the worst. The fear of not doing something. I've had regret in the past. I didn't go to the prom when I was 16 years old. I didn't go to the prom because I had a couple of friends, but I was feared of being judged, of what I look like. Like, what if everyone stares at me, or what I didn't look? I was very socially conscious, very self-conscious. And I regretted that, like not going to the school prom. It could be worst cases. Like, what if you go through something you don't love doing for the rest of your life? What if you don't talk to the person you like? What if you don't go for that job opportunity? What if you don't start that new business? Get fearful of that and then take action on it. And think of the pleasure, combining the pleasure of what you could get versus the pain of not taking any action. Be fearful of that. Don't be fearful of the temporary rejection. So my final step is I want you to take something tiny, tiny, tiny action. Like I said, we're not talking about jumping out of a 15,000 foot jump from an airplane. I've done that, by the way. It's terrifying. And you don't have to, by the way. We're not talking about that if you've got a fear of heights. Maybe you want to conquer your fear of heights, so you walk up one or even half a flight, even a quarter of flights of stairs. Maybe you're fearful of rejection from someone. Maybe all you've got to do is say good morning to one person. Maybe you just got to smile at one person. Maybe it's as small as that. What's one small thing you can do against your fear? Maybe it's sending an email, a brief email to someone. Maybe it's just sending a text message to someone. What's one small thing? And when you do it, don't forget to pat yourself on the back and praise yourself, because you're telling your nervous system to do more of it. So I've got a final point for you as well. And I just want to appreciate you for being here today. this is a subject that I'm really, really keen on. I'm very passionate about the idea that, like, it holds people back. They have the story that they're special because they're the only ones with fear, right? Now, there are certain, obviously, severe fears, admittedly, that hold people back. In serious cases like phobias and stuff, and you can get professional help. But I'm talking about things that people just created in their heads, the stories, and it's not allowing them to do anything. So I knew it was a really important subject to remind. It's always good to remind yourself, but I wanted to remind you as well. And the amount of time I've taken the tiniest of actions, and it's resulted in great things. I just volunteered to say one thing in a meeting once, and then I gave a 2-minute update, and I gave a 5-minute update, and I spoke in front of more people. Just tiny actions that grew my confidence. So what is it going to be for you? Now, just before we get on the final point, I want to appreciate you for being here today. And if you've appreciated this podcast, please give us a rating review on iTunes so I can reach more people together. I don't do any promotions, ads or anything like that. So any support in sharing this message would be hugely appreciated. So thank you. So my final point is this. Get someone you can talk to, who you can trust, who's really going to give you an honest opinion. Then they're not going to agree with you and pat you on the back when you say, oh yeah, I'm just not ready for that yet, even though you're just fearful. Someone who's going to challenge you and say, yeah, it sounds like you're lying to yourself. Tell you what I did recently. When I realized there's the fear there, I know my ego, which is the part of the brain that's trying to protect you, and that is not the part, if you fully live from, that you're going to be happy and fulfilled in life. When I recognized that I'd been lying to myself and I had a fear about something, I decided to share with as many people as possible what that was, so that I couldn't go back. I couldn't go back into telling lies, because I was convincing myself, and I didn't want to lie to myself. So I had to tell other people as well, to make sure I went for what I really wanted in life, and I didn't therefore go back into that ego based mind of like just trying to be busy all the time. So find someone you can trust. So that's what I've got for you today. Again, if you've appreciated this, I'd highly appreciate a rating and review, because you could be changing someone's life by doing this. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives for being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.